This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
Hey, let me tell you about my weekend, though.
Please do.
Because I went along to a bit of a competition.
Did you?
I did.
Winning something.
Well, you know, and they're giving out sashes on the night, as it turned out. Now, regular listeners to Joy might recognise my voice from a little show called The Woods, which is on a Thursday evening.
Sure.
Which I did for a couple of years. And I was Bear Curious Dean, because The Woods is a show for the bear community and their admirers and supporters.
And you're an honorary bear.
Well, I was kind of curious about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not necessarily bearish. But what does it mean to be a bear, you ask? Well, it's about masculinity. It's about... letting the fur fly, shall we say. Having a good time with the company of other
massive.
Men.
Well, I need a Telfast before I go there. It's fine.
But on the weekend, in fact, the bears at the moment are celebrating southern hibernation in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
So bears from around the world actually transcend on Victoria and spend a week of bear events, which culminate, in my opinion, on Saturday night with the sashing of Mr. Australasia Bear 2017.
Wow. They don't just eat a lot and then just sleep in a cave for 2 months.
There's a bit of eating, there's a bit of sleeping, but there's also some sashing going on.
Oh!
Now, have you ever been to a Mr. Australasia Bear contest, Jax?
I'd love to say yes, but I have not.
Well, let me tell you about it. It's like a beauty pageant. There's some categories. So it starts off with, on the night we had Mr. New Zealand Bear.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
We had Mr. Briz Bear.
Oh, yes.
And Mr. Vic Bear. So three contestants contending for the sash, and there was three competitions. One was Bear Casual. Bear Minimum.
Oh.
And Bear Fantasy.
Oh, so no one's rubbing their butt in a tree.
Well, if that's their fantasy, maybe they could. but it was a great night out. And the Bear Casual, they get to know the bears. The bear comes out in casual wear. And for a bear, it's usually cargo shorts and a loose-fitting T-shirt.
Oh, that doesn't sound as sexy as I'd imagined.
Oh, no, it is. It's very sexy.
Okay.
Then Bear Minimum, they don't wear much for that one.
Ooh, little bikini.
Bit of bikini, that's right. And then Bear Fantasy, they go a little bit wild. Bears gone wild.
Leather bear?
There was one that had a bit of leather in his ensemble, yes.
In his, don't stop there.
His ensemble. But it was a good night out. And congratulations to Morrow, who was crowned Mr. Australasia Bear 2017.
Fantastic, well done.
He's come all the way from New Zealand. So that's a bit exciting.
I love a kiwi.
You like a kiwi and a kiwi bear at that.
Big hairy kiwi.
Big furry kiwi bear.
I feel like he'd be a good hunter and gatherer. I like that.
Do you think so?
In his leather ensemble.
It was a good night out. We've got some great music coming up this hour. But next up we have Anya Nissen. This is from Eurovision. This is Where I Am. This is Seventh Heaven Radio Edit. You're on Joy.
Oh,
94.9. Hey, Dean.
Hey, Jax.
I've got a little bit of a problem.
Oh, a problem?
And I don't think it's that bad, but I feel like I go to the supermarket and I go to buy a lovely healthy meal, because as you know, healthy gal. And I just end up in front of a pack of corn chips.
Well, look, Jax, you're amongst friends here. This is a safe space. A safe space.
I have an addiction to nachos.
No.
I've been making nachos for dinner. I mean, I live by myself. I'm completely unmonitored, which is not a good thing.
Not a good thing at all.
And I just make them. I mean, I do make my own refried beans and my own guacamole, so it's fresh, but every single night last week I had nachos.
Every single night?
Is that a bad thing? Is it healthy?
I don't know if it's healthy, but talk me through your recipe. What's your special ingredients?
Well, I have organic corn chips because I am a wanker. Can I say that? I'm sorry. whilst I'm making it, that doesn't matter. And I put a little salsa on.
Bit of salsa.
It's store-bought, but still, I put on my refried beans, which is kidney beans, garlic and onion.
Ooh,
and
okay.
A whole bunch of cumin, or cumin if you want to be rude. And then I put on cheese, vintage cheddar, I'm a little bit fancy, whack it in the oven, get it out, sour cream, fresh guac with some apple cider vinegar because it's somewhat healthy, and then jalapenos.
And that's a meal. That's a complete meal.
With a cup of tea.
Oh, I'm thinking you need like a margarita with that. Or
well, that's why I'm like, it's kind of healthy. I'm drinking green tea.
Well, this is true. But tell me, so you make it on a Monday and then just like microwave it on the Tuesday, Wednesday leftovers?
I don't have a microwave, Dean.
Oh, you make it scratch every day?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I find myself going, no, I'll buy something else. You know, I'll make something substantial.
Yeah.
No, I just have a blackout and then I wake up and I'm holding a packet of chips. I don't know what's wrong. Is it the weather? Is it the full moon?
No, full moon's not for a little while now, but it is the winter solstice. Maybe it's the winter solstice thing.
See, maybe that's it.
Maybe
you're
a little pagan.
Oh, it's like a weird nacho ritual.
Do you think? A nacho ritual?
Or like a poltergeist.
Do you think?
I don't know, but now I want a margarita. Is that wrong?
Well, it's never wrong to have a margarita. But tell me, you've said that your refried beans has garlic and it has onions.
Very spicy.
And you got a bit of salsa there as well. But it's a bit spicy. How do you go about kissing strangers?
Oh, well, I will not tell.
Joy, 94.9.
You're with Rach and Dean with Jax in the back. But it's nearly the end of the financial year, Jack.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a great time to donate to Joy before June 30th.
Well, of course.
Every $10 you give gets you an entry into the draw to win a cruise to New Caledonia.
That's wonderful. I've been to New Caledonia.
Have you?
I had a great old time.
Yeah?
So, yeah, I've
never been there. What was it like?
Well, I felt amazing. I felt like a new Mia. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a French joke. That's the sigh one, yes.
A bit of a jus de mot, you might say.
Yeah, nice.
please continue.
Any donations of $2 or more are tax deductible. So head to joy.org.au for details. Time for Trump's tweet on a Tuesday.
What happened? What's he done?
What's he done now? In fact, it's not what he's done, it's what somebody else has done.
Oh.
Because not only does Trump tweet, but others around him tweet all the time. And of course, this month in the United States, it is Pride Month.
Yes, it is. It's got a lot of friends going off San Francisco.
Going off.
Going off in the Pride March.
Going off for the Pride March. But of course, Donald Trump is ignoring Pride Month. But special education teacher Nikos Giannopoulos brought a little bit of pride to the White House recently for a photo opportunity with the President and the First Lady after being named Rhode Island's Teacher of the Year.
Oh, so a bit of surprise sass, you might say.
A bit of sass. Not just any sass, he had a fan. So he wore a rainbow pin to represent his gratitude for the LGBTI community that has taught Nick, this is Nick speaking, to be proud and bold and empowered by my own identity, even when circumstances make that difficult, he wrote. Unfortunately, Nikos didn't have time to speak to Trump. Too busy.
No.
Too busy running the country, too busy tweeting other things.
Too busy being a bit of a silly sausage.
But had Nikos been given the opportunity, he would have told President Trump about the pride that he feels in America that comes with freedom to be open and honest about who I am and who I love. Mm. And I would have told him, says Nikos, that queer lives matter and that anti-LGBTIQ policies have a body count. That would be strong words from Nikos.
Well, it's true. They have a cause and effect.
Exactly. Nikos goes on to say, I've been visibly gay my entire life. I was more feminine than a lot of boys, and I carried myself in a non-traditional gender expression. I got a lot of flack for that. And as a boy, I think I internalized that and I didn't embrace that part of me. So now as an adult, I adjusted to my queer identity so that the fan that he furnished in this this photo with Donald and Melania, President and First Lady, represents self-acceptance and being unabashedly myself in a society that has not always been ready to accept that.
That's lovely. Isn't that nice? Do you reckon they got the camera out and then one, two, three, and then he just, whoom, opened the fan?
I wonder if that's the case. I wonder if Don realised what was happening.
Like a little flick blade, except unfortunately it wasn't.
You have to be a bit careful, though, with the old sachet of the fan, because it might have blown Donald's piece.
Smacked him on the silly head.
Do you think? But I think this is lovely, this story and this image that's doing the rounds in social media, but I guess it demonstrates again why we still need joy. Mm-hmm. We still need opportunities to tell our stories and to present non-binary images of masculinity and femininity. That's why we still need joy. You're with Rach and Dean with Jax in the back for the drive home. Coming up, Jax is going to put me to the test, a musical test. But first up, here's Lost in Your Light. You're on Joy. You're on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean, and the Jacks and Jack's in the back for the drive. I'm staying that back, mm-hmm. Jack. Stay in the back.
Sorry.
Now, yes, sir. You ready?
I am ready.
It's time for.
We are, you and I, both musical thespians. Uh-huh. And so, as a little treat. Mm-hmm. For you, Dean, I have a little musical theatre quiz.
Oh, a little musical theatre.
So I'm just going to say, and try to throw you off the set, I'm going to say the lyrics, and you can guess the song for extra points. Just guess the musical it is from.
What are you insinuating? As an almost middle-aged gay white male, do you think I might know one or two of these answers?
Oh, I think you might know them all, to be honest. And they're fun. So you're playing along okay. Playing along on the drive, you know, pull over if you're getting too razzled. All right, so... Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. It's time for a holiday.
Put down your knitting. Da, 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 da. Cabaret.
Yay! Sung by...
Well, Liza Minnelli, yeah?
Bless you. Yes, I'm going to give you a point.
A point for that. I guess, ding, yes. There we go. There's my point.
Beautiful. Okay. Lots of chocolates for me to eat. Lots of coal making lots of heat.
Are you trying to fox me with this one? You're trying to downplay it? You're trying not to sound sunny and Annie-ish, are you?
I'm not trying to...
Because the sun's going to come out tomorrow. Is that from Annie?
No, it's not.
From Annie?
No.
Oh, do it again, do it again.
Lots of chocolates for me to eat. Lots of coal making lots of heat. I can go on.
So I'm hearing coals, and I'm thinking Billy Elliot, but I don't remember that from Billy Elliot. No.
Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it?
Oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
Yes.
From Misogyny the Musical.
Yes, Misogyny the Musical.
I saw that recently, My Fair Lady. Lovely production. Excellent. Lovely production. But I just was a little bit struck by the time and place.
The old people were really... I went to a matinee of
it. The oldies loved it, didn't they?
They were loved it. It's like, oh, look at him. Saying
treating her like an
things.
Object. Yeah. Treating her like dirt. And then she falls in love with him, you know?
I know, but do they? I don't know. Like, oh, I'm just yelling because I can't express my feelings. And I'm like, well, you need to get some emotional intelligence.
Absolutely.
So I'm just, that's all my stuff. So here we go. Question 3 of the musical theatre quiz. Uh-huh. In the darkness, the trees are full of starlight, and all I see is him and me forever and ever.
Is that Eponine from Les Miserables?
Oui, c'est vrai, voilà. Bien fait.
You just wanted to weave it a chance for you to speak French, didn't you?
Oui, je parle français, moi.
I've got your number, young lady.
And all I see is him and sing. All right, question 4. You're doing very well.
I'm doing very well.
Do you want to have fun? 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 How's about a few laughs?
Laughs. That would have to be Sweet Charity.
Yes.
And hey, Big Spender from Sweet Charity.
Oh, this is good.
I like Sweet Charity.
And then for extra points, sing the following line.
Would you like to have fun, fun, fun?
What's that's the next about a few laughs.
I could show you a...
Bum, bum.
Good time.
Oh, this is just terrible. It's far too fun. And question 5.
Question 5, okay.
All right, let's... if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Mary Poppins.
Yay, well done. 5 out of 5 at an extra bonus point.
We went to see that in Melbourne, Anthony, my boyfriend and I, we went to see it for my birthday. So we went out for some cheeky drinks beforehand.
Oh, cheeky margarita.
Just one or two. And we went sitting on the aisle. We're sitting like right in the middle.
Mm.
And halfway through that song, which is towards the end of the first act, I needed to go to the bathroom.
Yes, that's hard.
But you can't kind of get up and like push past everyone, not just... during the middle of it, but during that song in particular, that's what they paid the money for.
That is a real dilemma.
It is. It's a real life dilemma.
Joy.
Now, earlier on, we were doing a bit of a quiz.
We were. I just thought we're both musical fans, so I made you a little quiz for you and I. Name that musical.
Are you suggesting that as an almost middle-aged gay white male that I might know my musical theatre?
You're a raging thespian and you know it.
You're so rude.
All right, question 6.
Question 6, okay.
So I'm trying to sway you with my presentation of this lyrics.
Okay.
Cream-coloured ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells.
Oh, hello, Broadway. Is that Sound of Music?
Yes, it is. I tried to get a William Shatner on that.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Oh, look, many different ways. Slap her with a cane. Sorry, I just went into Catholic. It doesn't matter.
We don't recommend that at home.
No, we don't, unless it's consensual. Question 7, that got off track. I feel charming. Oh, so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel.
West Side Story.
Yes. I feel pretty. I feel charming. Anyway.
It's alarming.
Oh, you're just doing very well.
Can I just Skype now? I've actually seen West Side Story on Broadway. It was so good.
Oh, it's beautiful. I was looking at the lyrics and going to cry tonight.
And when I saw it, the young lady who played Maria was actually a Spanish opera singer, I think, or from Argentina. And she sang I Feel Pretty in Spanish. It was beautiful.
Not in
an ironic sort of way.
Puerto Rican.
No.
Puerto Rico.
What's next?
Well, question 8.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can. Oh, I know it. But what's it from? Anything you can do, I can do better.
Yes.
Is it Ethel Merman in Annie Get Your Gun?
Oh, my God. You have so many bonus points for that. Oh,
I'm such a middle-aged white gay male.
It's like very musical theatre.
What else we got?
Oh, life is juicy.
I'm
juicy. And you see, I got to have my bite, sir.
Oh, I got to have my bite, sir. Give me another clue.
I haven't got any other. Well, I do, but I'm gonna win and win now. Get what I want, and I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. Get what I want. I think I just did a little mashup.
You look really. You don't look Barbara-ish, but
I've got a schnoz.
You got a bit of a schnoz. Multi schnoz going on there. But is that funny girl?
It is.
Not funny lady. It's funny girl.
It's funny girl. What does she say? Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, Babs. Don't rain on my parade.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, question 10, for all the points in the world, plus infinity and beyond. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold and the piano's hot.
Ooh, is that Chicago?
It is. Chicago? And all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
Yay.
What do I win? What do I win, Jax? What do I win?
Oh, you win a date with me. That's also the loser's prize. Oh, no. Rejected. That's fine. We'll go to the theatre sometime.
Joy.
You're with Rach and Dean and Jax for the drive home on this Tuesday night. It's Tuesday.
Lots of chocolates for me too. It's my fault for musical theatreing, everyone.
I know. But now we want to hear a little bit more about your life, Jax. A bit more about your life.
Oh, you've got a sting.
You've got a bit of a sting. So, Jax, tell us about your life. What's been happening, gal?
Well, I went... Tell it to me, sis. All right, Mr. Cool Dude.
Break it down for me.
I love that colourful sweater. Anyway, so I went on a date. Saturday night. Yeah, exactly. After not dating for a while, yeah. I don't date because it's too hard and I don't really care. Well, I do, but, you know, because I'm a single gal.
You are.
Single gal, and I'm somewhat very fiercely independent. So I love my alone time. I live by myself. Uh-huh. I like myself. It's very hard to meet people when you like yourself. and so I feel like I kind of don't need anyone. But goodness me, would I like someone? That's the difference. It's like no one needs chocolate, right?
No, but you like
goodness,
a bit.
Goodness, I could chow down on a big piece of chocolate. Anyway.
And it'd keep you warm in the in the cold winter nights.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't want a date, but gosh, am I cold. Rub yourself in chocolate is Dean's solution. So, met a guy on Monday night after I did a comedy gig.
Uh-huh.
Saw my stuff, knows that I'm funny, thinks I'm funny. Excellent.
Hilarious.
And he was really assertive.
All
he was
like,
oh, you know, we had a few beers and uh-huh. seemed lovely. Got my number. He texted me and just said, look, how about Saturday night?
How about it?
This restaurant, this mm-hmm. time, and then drinks at this place. Assertive, authoritative, which is great because normally I'm the one doing all
you're
that.
You're like a man who takes charge. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Oh. Or with someone that's more manly than I am. And I would tell you what, I got some gonads. Anyway, it was lovely. And I got there. I got dressed up. I washed my hair, which is a lot. I wore boots. I'm not
you went
heels.
All out.
I did. Cute little dress, stockings, real nice.
Lippy?
Sorry?
Did you lippy? Was
I
it
didn't
lippy?
Put lippy. I didn't put lippy or eyeliner because I didn't want everyone to fall in love with me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to be a perfect 10. I don't want to look too perfect, Dean. So I looked nice and I got there to the restaurant and he was already there.
He was there.
And he was sitting down and he was wearing a hoodie.
Oh, no.
Is that just me or is that just strange?
So had he gone to any effort at all? Had he brushed his hair?
No.
Oh.
Like he hadn't. And I'm like, what are you doing? And also, when I walked in, he was already sitting down, which is good. He was on time.
This is good.
Again, a lot of ticks as well.
Ticking the pros and cons. Pro, tick.
And I went to approach him and go the kiss on the cheek because, as you know, I'm European and very fancy.
Uh-huh.
He remains seated as I walk up to him to give him a hug. He doesn't stand up to greet me. So I go in for a kiss. He kind of just leans up from his chair for a hug, presents me his ear, and we do this weird, like, we just rub each other's ears together.
Don't the Eskimos do that?
I think it's your nose.
Oh, your nose. Oh, wrong body part.
And so we didn't end up rubbing anything together that night. Is it too much to ask, Dean? Just a button down? Just any old...
A nice crisp shirt.
Do your hair? Like, I just don't know if I'm asking too much. Or maybe, like, I'm not used to dating.
You went to all that effort.
So is it just casual now?
Maybe. Yeah, now, you were telling us earlier, Jax, about a date you went on.
Yes. He wore a hoodie to a restaurant.
He wore a hoodie to a restaurant?
Hoodie to a restaurant.
Would he wear a hoodie? Should he have worn a hoodie?
Should he wear a hoodie? Oh, I started off in a musical theatre quiz and we just won't stop. So apart from that, so I have a bit of my own little social media thing going on. Mm-hmm. Being a stand-up comic, I'm trying to have social presence, an online presence.
Yeah.
And so you try and tweet and, you know, see if anyone catches on, just your little thoughts and things. And I was in a supermarket Uh-huh. And I saw the cutest little girl. She had a sponge cake and she went up to the vegetable weighers and she put the sponge cake in it.
She was weighing her sponge?
She was weighing her sponge. And I thought, that's cute. I'll tweet about it.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, that's clearly hilarity. Whatever. and so I said, I've got this little girl weighing a sponge cake and it's the best. Hashtag the supermarket chain.
Name, yep.
Yes, hashtag Collingwood. And they replied to me.
Oh, really?
With a bit of a joke. Their reply was, are you sure it wasn't a pound cake? Woo!
They're funny.
That was really good. And the thing is, they've done this before, because I shop by myself. I actually love shopping, though. I'm grocery shopping.
Yes.
I don't like clothes shopping. It's very weird. And so I tweeted once a few weeks ago, playing love songs when I'm shopping for one is hurtful, hashtag the supermarket chain. And they responded, those days are over, Jacqueline, as we're the perfect pair. Oh, they're good.
Oh, they're funny.
So, Dean, am I flirting with a supermarket chain?
I think you're flirting with a social media team of a supermarket chain.
It could just be one person. This could be love.
Do you think?
Well, it could be something terrible, but it could be.
Head to joy.org.au to sign up, renew or donate now. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Joy.
And that brings us to the end of the show.
Oh, is it over?
I know, we're almost home. So you just want to say thank you to everybody who messed in, messaged in.
You've amalgamated a word.
I'm cutting out time. Just going to shorten every word. So thank you to everyone. Thank you to Simon on the front desk.
Yes, thank you very much.
You can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram. Just go to Rach and Dean, and Dean is spelled D-E-N-E. And remember, we're now podcasting, so you can catch up on our podcast and hear all the best bits.
Yeah, never miss a moment.
Never miss a moment again. You go to joy.org.au/Rach and Dean or look for us on iTunes where you can subscribe, rate and review us.
Yeah, subscribe.
But stick around because the Informer's coming up next. Till next time, remember, be the rainbow in someone else's cloud. See ya.
Ciao.
Joy. Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution.
Here's the solution.
Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.